When we make a true commitment to walk in love, it usually causes a shift in our lifestyle. Many of our ways, our thoughts, our conversation, and our habits have to change. Love is tangible. It is not just an emotional feeling or an abstract idea that cannot be seen or touched. It is evident to everyone who comes in contact with it. A love walk does not come easily or without personal sacrifice. You may even have to sacrifice some self-focus and begin to focus more on others. Are you willing and ready to become a student of what it is to walk in love? If so, you need to know that it requires education and commitment. But it's more than worth the investment. The prayer starter for this is, Father, please bring me so close to you that our desires start to become one and the same. Thank you for showing me your heart in every situation and for giving me grace to make godly decisions. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, y'all, she didn't touch on what I thought she would with the change your focus. But honestly, even if you just factor this into loving yourself, which can lead to loving others more, because when we're beating ourselves up, we tend to lash out at others. When we're feeling a certain kind of way about ourselves, we take things a certain way that people, you know, may mean out of love. So let's love on ourselves and let's work on our love for others. I've been, you know, asking God lately, Lord, help me to love your people the way you do, because y'all, humans can do some and say some things sometimes. It's like, you know, Lord, I need that love that you have. So, like she said, many of our ways, our thoughts, our conversation, and our habits, they have to change. So let's make a true commitment to walk in love. So this actually could go hand in hand with business planning month, because when you fully love yourself, you value yourself, you know your worth, then your thoughts, your conversation, and your habits do change, because you don't do the same thing that you used to do, because you know that you are worthy more than what you have been doing. Man, I'm talking to myself, y'all, as well. I'm not just talking to y'all. We're all receiving this morning. So what is your commitment going to be? What thoughts, what conversations, what habits do you need to change? Only you know that. You know, people try to say, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that. Well, you know what it is that you need to work on truly. So what is it going to be? Are you going to stay the same or be better? Let's walk in love, y'all. Next up, I have are the announcements. After the announcements, I will come back with today's positive word, quote, and scripture of the day. So don't y'all go anywhere. I'll be back right after this.
St. Joseph's Candler Health System offers Johnny's Bridges to Hope program, a support group for families affected by mental illness, on the second Monday of each month. Group meetings are held from 3 to 4 p.m. at Candler Hospital. A licensed clinical social worker will meet with families seeking support in dealing with a mentally ill family member. More information is available at 912-819.
Georgia voters will determine the future of the United States Senate with a runoff election on January 5th, 2021 for both U.S. Senators from the state of Georgia. Voting is easy to do and is critical to preserving our democracy. So you need to vote on or before January 5th, 2021. The fate of the nation is in your hands.
What does it mean when we say that WRUU is a community radio station? It doesn't just mean that we invite the community to create programming. And it doesn't just mean that we are a voice for the community. It also means that we are counting on the community to keep us going. And you are the community. Almost all of our modest budget comes from small annual or monthly donations from listeners like you. You get to enjoy our community-focused programming because many others have stepped forward to do their part. Now do your part by joining our community of listener donors. Go to WRUU.org right now and make a one-time or monthly donation. And thank you for supporting Savannah's community radio station, 107.5 FM.
Happy Wednesday morning. Today's travel tip is on service dogs. The Department of Transportation has made some changes concerning service animals. As of this month, December 2020, only dogs will be considered as service animals. Emotional support animals are no longer considered service animals. There are also two new changes that passengers must keep in mind. If you are traveling with a service animal, then you want to make sure that you fill out a special form up to 48 hours before you board your aircraft. The form must document and attest that your animal has good behavior and is also in good health. So that is one of the latest travel tips concerning service animals. Only dogs are considered service animals now. So no emotional support animals, even though in our opinion they are support and service animals, according to the Department of Transportation, they don't fall into that category. I hope you're having a great day. We're here in the wonderful holiday season. Be careful out there. Enjoy your shopping and preparation for the holidays. Hopefully you'll be having family or friends, or you'll be social distancing in a wise way. Keep those restrictions in mind, TSA, CDC, and of course, those here in Savannah. Have a wonderful afternoon, and of course, from me to you, happy travels.
All right, y'all, that was Andrea Pegler. She is the author of Air Travel Guide for the Newbie, the Rusty, and Those Less Traveled. You can actually find her books on Amazon. She has the Kindle version and the paperback version. So, y'all, if you are needing, you know, hey, we're claiming the coronavirus is going to be over soon. Everyone's so excited about 2021. I don't know what that difference is going to be, but I guess everyone knows that it will be over with because everyone is ready for 2021 to be here, just the same as we were ready for 2020. But let's focus on what it is that we're going to do different in 2021. If that is, you know, how we're going to feel, if no one is, you know, because everyone was rushing for 2021 because of the coronavirus. And, you know, it's like, well, are we going to change our mindsets? Because if January the 1st and the numbers haven't dropped, are people still going to feel down? Let's not feel down because things may or may not change on January the 1st. So let's remember 2021 doesn't mean, oh, the numbers are going to change. They can, but only God knows that. So let's just stay in prayer about everything. And let's just continue to confess our sins and, you know, talk to God. And I think when people hear confessing, they think of something, you know, like they'll just be shunned upon, like the Lord will have nothing to do with them if they confess. No, the Lord wants us to confess. It helps us and it brings us closer to God. So as I was about to say, before I get on a tangent, y'all, you know how for everyone that listens to me every day, y'all know I love to talk. That's why I'm a mass communicator for sure. But if you are up for, you know, traveling and doing new things in 2021, Air Travel Guide for the Newbie, the Rusty, and Those Less Traveled. Hey, there have been plenty of us that have been less traveled this year. So this book, you know, may come in handy for sure. All right, y'all. Going to bounce over to some Christmas music really quick, and then I'll come back to today's positive word, quote, and scripture, and also touch a little bit on what the national month, one of the national things that are celebrated this month, which is business planning. So let's, you know, plan for great things. Let's not just plan for, you know, having a good time. Let's, you know, plan for finances and whatever it is that we know that we need to work on. So I'll be back right after Do You Hear What I Hear by Yolanda Adams.
Voice as big as the sea.
All right, y'all. It is now time for today's positive word, quote, and scripture of the day. You know, I never know what I would be touching on. I did not have today's scripture prepared. So I was like, okay, should I share one of my favorite scriptures? And then as I was typing the one that came up, I'm like, oh, this is perfect. This is perfect for the Christmas time. Because I think a lot of people get sidetracked on why we celebrate Christmas. Or if you do celebrate Christmas, what the reason for the season is. Well, Jesus is the reason for the season. We're celebrating, you know, the birth of Christ. So, today's scripture is Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. You know, y'all, I've been doing a lot of reading lately. And for anyone that may have been having a hard time believing in Jesus Christ and, you know, you're second guessing why you celebrate Christmas. My thing is, and this is just my take on it. I feel as though we can receive what, you know, we would like to receive. And receiving God's love, I'm telling you, is just one of the best things. It is the best thing that has happened to me, because I remember being in a place of where I didn't pray. I remember being in a place where I was so pessimistic that I didn't see a better way. I started to question, was God real? What is the thing, you know, how is God real if we go through so much? Which is what a lot of people have a question about. Well, I've been doing a lot of reading, y'all, and aside from reading and my personal experiences, I know God is real. Because anything that is done in the supernatural, I've touched on this before. Anything that's done in the super, just think of it, supernatural. God does things that humans can't do. Humans have power. We do have power within us. We have been given power. We are in touch with God's universe. We are. But anything that's done in the super, in the supernatural realm, we can't, you know, hey, that's all God. It's the super comes in when we pray on things. We've been trying to do things and it's not working out the way we want it to work it out. So then we have to step to God and say, hey, I need your help. But y'all, let's actually read for ourselves so that we will know what the reason for the season is. I encourage everyone to gather an understanding. It was brought to my attention that, and I'm going to touch on the reason for the season on Christmas Day. So y'all stay tuned for that, because I don't want to carry on that too long and miss out on giving y'all today's other information that I have to give you. But I did not realize that the Bible, the Holy Bible, is actually the books of redemption. It's showing how there has been deliverance. It's showing the deliverance of a certain place. So it's not everything. But y'all, it just goes so much deeper when you actually read on the things. It's like, man, when you read the certain books that are in the Bible, it just shows the miracles, signs, and wonders that Jesus was able to perform while here on earth. So why wouldn't we celebrate him? We celebrate everything else, right? We celebrate Groundhog Day. I mean, think of the things that are celebrated in this world. We have all been given a talent and a gift. And they're all God-given talents and gifts. What is your gift going to be? What is the best gift that you will receive for Christmas? I say Jesus. That's for me. Because I know what my life was like when I didn't turn to him. So we'll touch on more of why Jesus is the reason for the season on Christmas Day. But I want to move on to today's quote. Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself. And that is by Leo Tolstoy. So are you one of those people that point your finger and you don't pay attention to the other? They say other four that are pointing back at you, but really there are three pointing back at you. Wherever part of the world you are in, you may have heard differently. But I've heard people say, you have four pointing back at you. Well, really, you only have three. But y'all get it. The thing is, let's not be so caught up into pointing our fingers at others that we miss out on what we're doing. So I've been working on this thing of breaking cycles in my family. If you notice a cycle in your family, it starts within you. You have to, if you say, I want to change X, Y, and Z in my family. You may notice that everyone is late in your family, or no one saves money in your family, or they may save money, but then they spend it all and then they're back to square one again. That's a cycle. If more than one person does that in your family, that is a cycle that needs to be broken. But that can start with you. So don't say, hey, I want the family to do this, this, and this, and you're not doing what you need to do. Be a trailblazer. Be a trendsetter. Be different. Be an example to them, and once they see the good deeds that you're doing, they'll follow along. Because y'all, I tell you, it's not easy breaking cycles. Sometimes it's not easy changing because we're so caught up into our original mindset. It's like, man, how do I start this? How do I start that? Well, it's just the same as learning how to ride a bike or learning how to skate, learning how to read and write. You have to keep practicing, right? We can't expect to say, oh, I want to be positive minded and bam, it's going to happen. It's all in what you put your mind to do. Because there are people out here that say, oh, I'm going to learn how to play the piano in 5 months. And then there are some that are like, man, I suck. So I don't think it's going to happen that I'll be able to play the piano and win the competition next month. You see the difference? Do you see the difference? I mean, we can either speak life or we can speak the opposite. So why not speak life about yourself? And if you realize that you're going towards an old way of thinking, which actually brings me to today's positive word. If you realize that yourself, you're constantly going back to your old way of thinking, you can always revert it back because it's about renewing your mind. When you change your mindset, you're renewing. So that comes to today's positive word. Today's positive word is renew. And the definition of it, they actually have a few definitions. What does it mean to renew something? To make like new, to restore to freshness, vigor, or perfection as we renew our strength. You can become renewed spiritually, which is what a lot of us need. We need to renew our minds, renew our spirits. A lot of us don't move from the right spirit. Sometimes I have to, you know, talk to the Lord because some people push some buttons. Whether it's dealing with work or dealing with people in your life or just anything in general. Even with customer service, y'all, I didn't have an issue with telling someone about themselves when it came down to how I wanted to be treated. I had a small version of almost reverting back last night, but I stopped myself and said, no, this is not what God would have me to do. So it's about making the decision. If you say that you want to be renewed, make the decision to be better. And I'm not going to sit up here and say that the devil and negativity is not going to tempt you. No one said that. So it may not be easy all the time, but you can get it done. It's possible. So let's be renewed. Let's be restored. Let's renew our minds, y'all, so that we can change our lives. So this month is National Write a Business Plan Month. For anyone that's been, you know, wanting to write a business plan, hey, we like to celebrate things, right? We like to celebrate National Hot Dog Day and National Margarita Day. Well, why not celebrate something that can benefit you, especially if you've been putting it off? This is the perfect thing to do. Don't wait until the new year to write a business plan or a financial plan. Let's do it now. National Write a Business Month encourages anyone thinking about starting a business to start with a plan. And this is coming from the National Day Calendar. So you can find this on nationaldaycalendar.com. I will put the link on the website for today's show. You will be able to go back and actually read the rest of everything because I'm not going to get to everything today, but this is just to give you an idea. So how to observe writing a business plan month. Number one, executive summary. It says this shows that your business plan is in its entirety, including your profile, your mission, and how you plan to get there. It also says market analysis. This part involves thorough research on the industry of your business. Number three, company description. Offer the information of what your company does. So even more research. If you have a 9-to-5 or whatever hours that you work, let's take out some time to do some research for ourselves to better our businesses. If you have one already or if you want to start one. Number four, management and organization. Discuss who is in charge. How many employees do you wish to have? Hey, let's put it out in existence, y'all. We like to put everything else into existence. Well, say, hey, I want 10 employees by March the 1st. And let's put it out there. Number five, marketing and sales. How do you plan to promote your business and make sales? Number six, are you going to have services and or products? Talk about what you're selling or what services you offer. And who and why, who will they benefit? Number seven, request for funding. So we can go in steps. Y'all, this is the 23rd. And there are eight steps that they have here from executive summary to number seven. We're on request for funding. If you need assistance with funding your business or products, mention how you plan to access those funds. Number eight, the last one. Financial projections. Provide financial projections for 3 to 5 years. How do you plan to spend, earn, and what your profit is expected to be? So let's gather these things. Let's put these things together. Let's research. If we research everything else, I know it was once upon a time I got so caught up into astrology, which is not even anything I'm going to get started on this morning. But it was like I was so in tune with my sign. You know, we research what we want to research. I was so in tune with being a Leo. I'm just like, oh, what is in plan for today? What's going to happen today? Come on, y'all. Anybody could put something on the internet. But go back and read some books. Pay attention to what websites you're going to. Because astrology, I'm not going to call it a specific website, but the websites that have your horoscopes and everything on them, who's to say where they got the information? You know, they say that we should trust the websites that are .edu and stuff like that. So let's go back and do some research for ourselves. If we can research things that we feel like will make our days better, let's research what mental wellness is. Let's research what is self-love. How do I financially plan? How do I break a habit? Start with 21 days. It takes 21 days to form and break a habit. So let's make it happen, y'all. That's it for me today. I love y'all so much. Be encouraged. Stay encouraged. I'm Jessica Williams, and this is Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form more positive thoughts to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. I love y'all. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful, blessed day. Have a winning Wednesday. Peace. You're listening to WRUULP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings with Community Soul.